USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says he spoke with former Vice President Joe Biden and had a great conversation.
I also spoke just a few minutes ago with former Vice President Biden, who called. We had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about. He gave me his point of view, and I fully understood that. We just had a very friendly conversation. Lasted probably 15 minutes. And it was really good. It was really good.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court blocked Democratic Governor Tony Evers' late executive order postponing in-person voting in the state, meaning the state's presidential primary is set for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In financial news, the bumpy ride on Wall Street and your 401ks continue, with the Dow gaining 1,627 points to close the day at 22,679. The S&P rose 175 points, and the NASDAQ jumped 540 points. Texas is creating checkpoints on the Louisiana border in hopes of stopping the spread of coronavirus. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says,
"This is a temporary situation where we will be working more aggressively to reduce the number of people who are traveling from Louisiana into the state of Texas."
Governor Abbott says state troopers are stopping people and directing them to quarantine locations. People will have to stay away from others for 14 days in the state of Texas. Boeing is extending a production shutdown at its Seattle-area plant during the coronavirus pandemic. Company officials notified employees of the decision to idle facilities indefinitely in a weekend email. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
If you're heading out into the infectious world, USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a few tips to keep you safe.
If you're going out during the pandemic, here's a few things you might want to consider. If you have long hair, pull it back so you won't be tempted to touch your face. When you're finished shopping, make sure you disinfect your phone, credit or debit cards, purse or wallet, steering wheel, dash, knobs, handle, and gear shift in your car, and don't forget the car doors. Also, when you get home, disinfect your shoes, jacket, and remove your clothing and put it in the wash.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
"It's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection."
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
"Well, you need to do it at 3 different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out."
Colburn also reminds everyone that internet plans are sold with up to speeds because providers can't guarantee a particular speed due to a number of factors. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.